So let that energy, the Star Mother energy that hovers over you, around you, and gives you so much grace and love. Take another breath. Feel the field around you, the hologram that's being built by the love in the room. And keep that in your consciousness. Keep that moving in your consciousness. Keep it living in your consciousness as we begin the next part of the journey.
So it is good day to you, huh? Very good to see your light, your brightness, even in the dark room. Very good to see who you are. As you look into your heart and look into the energy that is within you, that is growing with these marvelous symbols from the future, from the ancient time. What time are they supposed to be from? Huh? Ah, they're from the no time zone. Huh? You see, that is where we are now, the no time zone. We've pulled a card from Gaia Revealed, from the dearest Monica and Kryon's teachings. If it were light, we could read the whole thing. Oh, wait, we are the light. Just to remind you, Gaia is alive. Gaia is conscious, sentient, proper, and appropriate energy that is within you. When you love Gaia, you love yourself. When you love yourself, you also love Gaia. You see, that is the energy of so much of this planet. Now, yesterday, with our dear friend Kryon, he told you many things about our vessel, Marilyn, that she may or may not have known consciously, and yet she knew that it was truth. You see, dearest beings of light, when you are ready to learn the next step, your teacher shows up. When you are ready to be who you truly are 24/7 and you raise your hand and say, I am ready, show me the way, the universe steps in and takes control and says, okay, here you go. The trick is to allow your linear mind to relax. The trick is no trick at all, because your consciousness knows that you are Gaia, you are you, you are the heavens, you are the earth, you are the planets, you are the beings on the planets, you are the beings that are not on the planets, you are the beings with appendages here, you are beings without the appendages. The universe knows that you are all things. Dearest beings of light, you are light. So just as our vessel Marilyn and we see the words that are on this little beautiful card, you are seeing into the new dimensional realms. Everything that was is no longer. Everything that you expect, ha, surprise, it is not there any longer. Your foundation, as you put your feet out, you don't feel anything, and yet you feel safe and secure. You see, our vessel Marilyn knew from the moment she was here that she was what we have called a hacker, for lack of a better word. No, she does not hack into your computer. She's the one that is in front of the crowd hacking through the jungle. A better term for that is a way shower. She will show you the way and tell you to follow. She will show you the way and pave the path for you to surpass her, and is excited when you do. You see, not all teachers are that way. So as you understand you more, because, take a deep breath, as we open through your emotional body, we ask that you understand you are the most important energy in our world right now. You are the most important energy in your world right now as well. That vibration may be new to you. That energy may be something that you think, oh, an advanced soul. Can't it just be a new soul to start all over? No. I saw Marilyn was talking earlier, and she said, well, we're this big advanced soul, as she knew she was. She said, why can't I be smarter? For you see, in her definition, if there's an advanced, there's an unadvanced. And that is too linear. You see, there is the no time zone. There is the no dimension zone. There is the no energy zone. And that knownness is the knowingness. That knownness is the willingness to say, I don't know, and yet I do. I don't quite completely understand, and yet I know that something different is happening. Huh? You may think we sound much differently than we did yesterday. Well, as you know, we come with a whole host of beings of light. You see, we are here for you just as we came for here for her. We are helping you understand that your love, your heart, your connected core center is so magnificent. Put your hand on your heart. When you speak, I am magnificent, there's something that happens with the vibration and the tonality of it. So you can speak it. I am magnificent. Take another breath and do it one more time. Magnificent. Now, the new vibration is for you to feel that same vibration without the voice. Breathe into it. You see, that is where the emotion comes in. Yes? That is the core of you. And as you know that is the core of you, you cannot now ever back down from it. That is who you are. You are the beings of light of this planet. You are the beings of light, maybe of this galaxy. There have been many others. This universe, this energy in your heart that beats no matter what. Sometimes it may have a mechanical device to help it beat. Upgrade. And now you come through with such magnificence that it baffles even you sometimes, as it did our vessel Marilyn. If she were to know who she was in the beginning, her ego might get involved. Now she's ready. For you see, you are as well. So look into your heart. and remember your magnificence. Look into your heart and acknowledge the magnificence that is still yet to come. For we have seen it. And there are no words to describe it. Because that would, in the very definition of what is to come, that wondrousness, that amazingness, it limits the energy. And there is no definition for it yet. Unless our dear friend Kryon might bring one in. Trust yourself. Trust your love. Trust your light. Trust your wisdom. Trust your voice. Trust your magnificence. We do. Namaste.
Greetings, dear ones. I'm Kryon of Magnetic Service. Many times the essence of channeling will change. And some of them will be lists of new things for you to know, revelations of processes, explanations, and sometimes not. This is one of those, dear ones, that is not. This is a celebration of love. It is very difficult to define things that are outside the purview of your reality. And the only thing you have at all that even resembles the love of God, that would be the love you have for one another, or for your children, or for your animals, that is so unconditional at times. And we have told you that this love source of the Creator, so benevolent, knowing your name, is far, far above that. What you don't even realize is that there is benevolence everywhere toward you. I address the one who feels that they are a victim of this planet, who would listen to a channel like that and be angry. This would make them angry. And this has happened many times. And my partner will then get a notice or a letter or a communication of how absurd it all is. How can you talk about the benevolence and the love of God when there's so much wrong? And in my life, there's so much wrong. How do you explain to that person that they create their own victimology? How do you explain energy to a person like that who only is afraid? Afraid to go out of the house because something else might happen. Expecting the worst at every step. How do you explain the fact that that is an affirmation? If you expect to be a victim, you will be. This is how the energy of this planet works, and it's called free choice. We have told you so many times that the human being is powerful. Powerful in any direction that it wishes to turn. And if the human wishes to generate that which is dark and difficult, that is exactly the bed they will lay in all their lives. And then they will hear a message of love, and they will say, absurd, impossible, not understanding that they have created exactly what they're doing. And the only proof of that, for those listening who believe they're a victim of this earth, is to turn their focus to something benevolent and beautiful, if they can. Fear is a habit. And in this new energy, the habit is turning to light. There is a benevolence, an attitude all around you. And yet you have free choice. Spirit cannot then take you and shake you and say, look at this, look at this. You have to do it yourself. And many are. However, know this. There is benevolence all around you. Now, there would be those who say, well, there's darkness all around me. And I would say to them, yes, there is, and it's got your name on it. But the benevolence of God is also all around you. If you'd get off of that horse that you're riding, it is the horse of fear. And wherever you ride it, you expect it will go to fear. And it will. It's got its instructions from you. Oh, I want to tell you about the benevolence. The reason that you are surrounded with benevolent processes and ideas and light is so that if you start to think about it, to make decisions of looking or wondering, that it's there to find. You might have been told this creator, this God, is so mysterious, it's in a vacuum somewhere else. And I'll tell you, it is so around you that you're missing the signs. Let's talk about the main one that so many listening to this message have removed themselves from. Adiranda started a channel speaking about Gaia. I'll continue it. Dear ones, when you receive the love of God, it's forever. Did you know that you cannot take yourself from the love of God? Oh, you can turn your back. You can go the other direction. That's the free choice. But the love of God stays. Once you discover that benevolence, dear ones, and it goes into your cellular structure, there is no delete key in your brain that will ever take it away. Oh, you can deny it, and then you're in denial. You cannot use it, then you're dysfunctional, but the love is there. What I'm telling you is that an epiphany that you might have about who you are or where you are or the peace you might have is forever. It's not going to be withdrawn because you think in a linear way that that's how the Creator works. Discovery of God inside is forever. And there's so much benevolence. Did you ever think that Gaia knows who you are? Did you ever think that the planet itself exists in some way to enhance your life? And it does. When you walk into the forest, it knows you. A tree hugger will tell you that. Will tell you that, and they may never be in a meeting like this or never listen to a cry on channel. They're allied with nature because it's benevolent. And because they feel the love of the Creator allied with them and the trees and the grass and the birds. You're not imagining things, dear ones, when you go into nature and things happen. My partner and his group, one of the last times they were in the Hawaiian island with the volcano, experienced something profound and yet small. They were on the edge of the volcano with the kahuna, and she was once again doing the chants of Lemuria, and the earth was listening to her, and the volcano, in all of its majesty, immenseness, was welcoming her yet again. And the group sat there in wonder. It was a day when the skies were clear, and you could almost see to the next volcano. And then a white bird appeared. The kahuna saw it instantly and stopped for just a moment and smiled and then continued. Later she said, "Did you see what that was?" None of us knew. And she says, "That white bird, they don't fly here unless there's a reason." The very idea of the volcano, the smell of the sulfur, all of those things abhorrent to them and their breed. They don't come here unless there's a reason. And she said it was a blessing so clear that the white bird came and circled and then left, and then returned again and circled and then left. And she said it was a sign from nature, Gaia, the universe, that all was well and that the group was hearing truth and was blessed by the planet. And there would be those who would hear the story and say, "It's ridiculous. The bird is just a bird. He was just outside of its area, flying around, nothing. It meant nothing." And that person says that because they are trained out of the idea that there's an alliance of benevolence with the planet. And there is. City dweller, if you haven't experienced this, you should. You have to go to the ocean or a lake or the forest and make it a habit. Find a place alone, perhaps sit there for just a moment, pondering your life or meditating or thanking God, and then listen and watch what happens around you, because the earth knows you. It's not random that suddenly the wind picks up and the leaves rustle as though they're saying, we hear you, thank you. Or a bird will come and sit on a branch so close to you that you say, "That's unusual." And you might look at the bird or make a motion, and the bird sits there and stays there. You might even speak to it and say, "Hello, what is your name?" And then before the bird flitters away, if you have enough intuition, it'll tell you, "We just told you, you're dearly loved by God." This is the alliance that is everywhere for you to see and find. And if you're riding that dark horse of fear, it'll take you wherever you want it to, in the dark. But dear ones, there is so much benevolence around you. I close with this. You want a definition of this alliance with you and the Creator. When you love someone, you hold their hand. You hold their hand and you walk together, and it's like an alliance you have with a person next to you that says, "I want everybody to see that I love this person." And it's a socially, it's okay in public in my culture to do this. I will touch them by holding their hand and let everyone know that there's an alliance here. An outward sign that we're connected and we love each other. I want you to envision holding hands with God. You see, there's a benevolence in the planet and all around you. There's an outstretched hand. It's just the size of yours. And it's always been outstretched. And with free choice, you can take it. But when you do, it won't let you go. No matter what you think, no matter what you do, no matter what you deny, it's there. And it'll pull you out of the hole when you need it. That's the vision. That's the definition. Holding hands with the Creator. That's your soul, dear ones, acknowledging you belong to the one who created you. And that's your family. It's not an instruction set. It's not information beyond that which is the love of God. At this moment, in this time, the alliance with nature, the alliance with physics, all of that is the new light that is being realized and seen on the planet. If you ask a Navajo where their ancestors are, they're in the rocks. If you ask an Aborigine about the great yellow rock, the orange one, when the sun goes down, they'll say it's alive with their ancestors and those who created them from the stars. They understand the alliance with Gaia. The invitation remains for you to discover it yet again. And so it is.